Hi, this is Merrill Crowley. Today we've got May corn 371 and a half down 1 3/4. July corn 381 down 1 1/4, and East corn is 395 and a half down 1/2. We have May wheat at 458 and a quarter down 4. We have July wheat at 465 down 3 1/4. May soybeans are 905 and a half down 3 3/4. July soybeans 919 down 4, and November soybeans 939 and a quarter down 3 1/4. All right, in the daily reporting system, South Korea bought 69,000 metric tons of optional original corn. Last week, for grains, it was all about short covering with the debate concerning cold temps and wet weather disrupting planting. Overnight, it seems as if some of the last week's enthusiasm may be disappearing. However, prices have reached resistance areas, which should prompt producers to price some old crop and at least slow the rally. It was reported that President Trump says the trade will know in 3 to 4 weeks if U.S. and China can forge a trade agreement. Mnuchin says any agreement must include an enforcement mechanism. A respected Chinese research team believes China will buy a huge amount of U.S. corn, DDGs, ethanol, sorghum, and wheat if an agreement can be reached. In the cattle market, I'm showing April cattle at 146.35, down 57 cents. We got May at 144.70, down 75 cents. We have live cattle at 128.90, down 20 cents. June is 121.80, down 12. April lean hogs is 68.05, down 75. And May lean hogs are 77.47, down 30. Late Friday, it was reported U.S. Customs and Border Protection agent made the biggest seizure of ag products in American history. They seized 1 million pounds of pork, which was smuggled from China, where there's been an outbreak of African swine fever. ASF can be transferred in mush of tissue. Cattle markets are beginning to see fund longs leaning to one side on the commitment of traders report. While the market could continue $2 to $4 higher, it does suggest caution to those who are unhedged. Last week, the hogs finally responded to reports of Chinese purchases. This could be the beginning of some long overdue relief for hog producers. Futures trading vol stands for risk of loss, not suitable for all investors. Past performance not indicative of future results. This is Merrill Crowley of Midwest Market Solutions. Have a great day.